Good to be with you again. I'm pleased to. I'm following my opening statement was laying out a few principles that were done very well in the previous speaker. I'll simply state that, you know, at our founding, a big principle that we were fighting against, or fighting for, rather, was that if I have the power to raise your taxes, that you, the taxpayer, ought to have the power to hold me accountable for that decision. And that's the basis that makes up Senate Bill 235. We have one group of legislative bodies in Utah that is not required to be directly accountable to taxpayers when they vote to raise your taxes, and those are special districts. Under current law, there are three ways that a special district can raise your taxes. And just by way of clarification, a special district is something like a water district or a sewer district, a mosquito abatement district. And they have boards, and they do long-range planning for how the water infrastructure and how to kill mosquitoes and things like that. There are three ways that they can raise your taxes. First, they can put the tax question on a ballot for a direct election. Think of what UTA does when they want to raise sales taxes. They put that on the ballot. People either vote it up or down, and if it passes, then the taxpayers are essentially accountable to themselves by voting the tax increase in place. The second is that the board of that special district can stand for direct election to that special district. Think in the way that your school district now operates, that every member stands for election. They're all elected, and they have the power to raise your property taxes. The third way that special districts can raise your taxes, and that is unique to them, is if their board is made up of people that are elected to something else, and then also serve as a member of the special district board. I think that that level of accountability, that indirect accountability to taxpayers, is insufficient and inconsistent with the principles by which our country was founded, on which we operate every other taxing entity in the state. So Senate Bill 235 would have removed that third tool from the special district toolbox and would have replaced it with a new tool that provides for direct accountability to taxpayers. That is, that a special district, if it does not have an elected board and does not put the tax question on a public election ballot, could only raise your taxes by outsourcing that decision for raising your taxes back to the municipalities that make up the special service district. For example, I live in South Jordan. We're part of the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District. My representative on that board is Scott Osborne, who's not elected. He's appointed to that board, and he represents me, and in that has the power to raise my taxes. But as a taxpayer, I never have the power to hold him accountable for that decision. That's why I believe we need this new tool. And as we ran this bill through and I continue to work on it, it's going to be an interim study for the Tax and Revenue Committee on Wednesday, if you guys are interested in a lot of really scintillating conversation about tax policy. Special districts do long-range planning. They often are looking at 50 or more years in time horizons. But that's not an argument to remove taxpayer accountability. I also hear that voters really don't pay attention to special districts, and I think that that's a consequence of this. When taxpayers have the ability to hold people directly accountable, taxpayer information goes up. Voter participation and information goes up. If you come back to the very basic principle, and it's one of the foundational principles of our entire system of government, it is that if I have the power to raise your taxes, you ought to have the power to hold me directly accountable for that decision. Thank you.